Good day. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring local business news plus topic-focused features in each edition. Subscriptions and more information available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a walk around the trail at Lake Fayetteville will take you by acres of charred land. We learn the benefits of prescribed burns such as these.
Plus, not one but two area towns are in the running to take over the March Madness bracket of the greatest southern town. And we climb a tree to visit the serene world of a children's treehouse and get ready for a spring break packed with options for movie lovers.
But first, on the final day of the fiscal session yesterday, Arkansas legislators overrode a line item veto intended by Governor Mike Beebe to halt a $5 million tax break for the natural gas and oil industries. The sales tax exemption for sands used in fracking was inserted in a bill by a special language subcommittee. But Governor Beebe and others say the tax break was not constitutional as per the rules of the fiscal session. Republican Stephen Meeks represents some of the areas that are home to natural gas drilling operations. He said the veto override will benefit the industry.
I think that whenever we have the opportunity to provide clarity on an issue, it is our responsibility to provide that clarity, and that's what this special language is designed to do.
Meeks said making drilling sand tax exempt helps to better define an earlier tax break for equipment used in manufacturing. But that view wasn't universal among legislators. Speaking after the vote, Democratic Minority Leader Greg Letting said he disagrees with Meeks.
It was probably overstepping the parameters of the fiscal session. I don't necessarily have a problem with the exemption, but I do have an issue with the way that we went about it this fiscal session, and so that's why I did vote to sustain the governor's veto.
Overriding the veto only required a simple majority. The House of Representatives voted 55-41 to override the veto, while the Senate voted 26-7.
The Arkansas House yesterday elected their speaker designate for next year's regular session. The chamber selected Representative Jeremy Gillum, a Republican from Judsonia. He received 57 votes in a secret ballot, defeating Republican Representatives Matthew Shepard of El Dorado and Kim Hammer of Benton, as well as Democratic Representative Fred Love of Little Rock. Meanwhile, the House Republican caucus voted Representative Ken Bragg of Sheridan to be House Majority Leader next year.
The Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department has suspended a number of construction projects originally scheduled to be awarded next month. According to the Highway Department, the suspension is a result of uncertainty regarding federal aid reimbursements available from the Federal Highway Trust Fund. Federal transportation officials have reportedly projected that the trust fund will run short of funding as early as July of this year without congressional action. The 10 suspended highway projects are spread across the state and have a total projected cost of $60 million. The projects range in scope from work on a city street in Mulberry to widening and rehabilitating portions of several state highways.
The Ozark affiliate of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure announced its grant recipients for the next year. Money raised through events like the annual Race for the Cure at the Pinnacle Hills Promenade go toward 12 local organizations providing screening, education, and treatment to uninsured or underinsured women and men in the organization's 10-county service area. This year's grants total more than $670,000 and will be split among organizations like the Arkansas Department of Health, the Community Clinic, Hope Cancer Resources, the Madison County Health Coalition, Mercy Breast Center, and Mercy Foundation Fort Smith. Grant awards will also go toward the North Arkansas Partnership for Health Education, the Skaggs Foundation in Branson, the Merlin Foundation, the Women's Center at Sparks, and to Washington Regional's Breast Navigator Program and Cancer Support Home.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development yesterday awarded $1.8 billion in grants to public housing authorities across the nation. The grants are intended to build, repair, renovate, or modernize public housing facilities. Arkansas received about $16.5 million of HUD grant funding, while 13 housing authorities in Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley collectively received more than $1.8 million.
The Children's Emergency Shelter in Fort Smith is also receiving funding to help defray renovation costs. The organization announced yesterday it received a $50,000 donation from First National Bank and Brown Hiller Clark & Associates to help fund a three-part expansion project at the shelter. The donated funds will be used to convert the garage of the shelter's home on 14th Street into an advancement office and community conference. conference room. The renovation will help the shelter raise community awareness of its mission and provide additional space for private counseling and tutoring of the shelter's clients.
The Razorback baseball team yesterday gained its second shutout and third sweep of the season. Arkansas completed the midweek series against Grambling State with an 8-0 win at Baum Stadium. The Razorbacks are now 11-7 on the season, and they continue home play this weekend against Alabama.
Clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, slight chance of evening showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow afternoon in the mid-70s. And for Friday night, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 40s in northwest Arkansas tomorrow night. And in the Arkansas River Valley, 50% chance of rain. Lows in the lower 50s.